Welcome to an all-new episode of one of the most real podcasts on the internet. Whether it's talking about controversial subjects, to thought-provoking topics, or amazing guest interviews, this is a life podcast. It's time to sit back, relax, and listen to the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show, episode number 115 here. Got Mac Montana returning to the podcast today. Hope everyone's doing well. And before we get into the interview with Mac, I'm going to play his song, Let's Go. His new song. There's a lyric video out for it right now on YouTube. Go check it out. So yeah, without further ado, Mac Montana, Let's Go.
My rhyme's different, let's go. Yup, grind different. My line spitting, let's go. Yup, ride with it. I ride with it, let's go. Yup, ride with it. I ride with it, let's go. Yup, time ticket. My rhyme's different, let's go. Yup, grind different. My line spitting, let's go. Yup, ride with it. I ride with it, let's go. Yup, ride with it. I ride with it, let's go. Let's talk about bars in the booth and how I'm going bananas. How I came a long way from riding around with them hammers. My claw's different, you just do everything for them cameras. And I ain't never need a crew, cause by myself do more damage. And I'm staying in the cut, you can't cover up with a bandage. I'm in my bag now, no wonder why you couldn't understand it. I'm too solid for this generation, I never go panic. Just peep the craft in the blueprint of how it's just planned. And my troops all made for war. If you tryna demanding my flow harder than before. Now I'm carrying the torch, all you seeing is a spark. Now it's lit up like the fourth, they calling me Lyric Monster, cause my pen game is a force. My hair is tearing like the virus, ain't no vaccine in stores. All you seeing is a spark, now it's lit like the fourth, they calling me Lyric Monster, cause my pen game a force. My lyrics hitting like the virus, ain't no vaccine in stores. Let's go.
Time ticking, my rhymes different, let's go. Yup, grind different. My line spitting, let's go. Yup, ride with it. I ride with it, let's go. Yup, ride with it. I ride with it, let's go. Yup, time ticking. My rhyme's different, let's go. Yup, grind different. My line spitting, let's go. Yup, ride with it. I ride with it, let's go. Yup, ride with it. I ride with it, let's go. Yup.
Got a whole new interview here. I got Mac Montana returning to the show. How's it going, man?
Chilling, chilling. You know the vibes. Rolling up that state.
Oh, shit. I mean, you went the first person to have done that. And I think when I had Noble Bark on the show, he was smoking a blunt, you know, like he normally does on his podcast. But anyways, man, you know, you're back again. You know, there's been some changes going on, you know, from my end and your end. And, you know, we're just going to get into talking about what's been going on since you've been on the podcast last. And but first of all, I want to ask you, like, you know, how's it going, man? How you feeling?
Feeling great. You already know. I'm just doing that work bag, just coming up with some crazy shit. Affecting my craft and all that.
Right, yeah. I mean, like, you know, we've been talking, you know, in conversations and whatnot, and, you know, you told me that you were going through some stuff, and, you know, I mean, yeah, I definitely feel for you, but, you know, but yeah, we're here to talk about what your future plans are. You're no longer a part of Family First Records. Same thing with me. And you and Chris, your manager, Chris Zersky, you guys are going to be doing your own thing. So tell us what people can expect from you going forward.
Um, I got some shit going on right now, man. I'm dropping some crazy shit, and I'm actually about to shoot a video for this. Try to shoot a video with my cousin for this back-to-back shit we did. This is fire. Trying to see if he's with it, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, bro, I'm just working on me, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Me and Chris, you know what I'm saying? You already know we put this shit through 100%. We gonna get this bag, man. That's all it is.
So you're gonna be filming or gonna be doing a music video?
Yeah, real soon. Like, I'm trying to do it, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have my peoples that's on it, you know what I'm saying, be comfortable with their work and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So definitely not trying to rush anything, but I'm definitely trying to do something crazy.
Sounds good, man. I mean, that's another thing too, like, you know, when it comes to filming music videos, definitely gotta make sure, you know, everything's quality, you know, and like you said, you know, don't want to rush anything. Is there any particular song that you're going to be doing the music video for?
Me and my cousin have made this song called Slide, and it's just fire, you know what I'm saying? That's just new shit I'm trying to work on and shit like that. Definitely got a whole bunch of new shit in the work too. I definitely got like a bunch of unreleased songs that people been feeling lately. My people's been feeling lately and telling me to drop. So I'm definitely about to drop some shit.
Awesome, man. And speaking of new music, you put out a new song called Let's Go. It was put out the other day. And, you know, that song, you know, wasn't more so like, you know, you putting people on notice, like, hey, you know, I'm coming with the shit, man.
Nah, it's just the whole thing with that song is the whole family first shit is supposed to be under that, and it wasn't only supposed to have me on it, it was supposed to be other parties, so I just made it into a solo, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna, like, I'm really about to stand on shit, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I feel like in this shit, like, I was supposed to get a certain type of respect, and you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna, like, I'm gonna take my shit if I have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, in any type of genre of this music, like, I'm gonna stand on that shit and I'm gonna take over, you know what I'm saying?
Make yourself more versatile.
I mean, I've been versatile. It's just now's the time with the whole family first shit where people about to start taking me more serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really about to go 100% effort in this shit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, putting that whole family first shit behind us and everything, you know, and
yeah.
I mean, we're not going to get into the whole thing on here unless you want to. But,
No.
You know
what I'm saying? That's so behind the scenes, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. But, you know, that just made me grind 10 times harder, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That definitely gave you the motivation to push harder and, you know, grind harder for sure. But, yeah, man, like, I feel like you're underrated. You know, you're underrated. And I definitely think people should be giving you more of a look, you know, in terms of listening to your music and everything, because, you know, like, because one day, man, I went back through your whole catalog on SoundCloud, man, and just started listening to song after song, and I'm just, like, getting all kinds of different vibes from you, man. You know, a little bit of 50 Cent in there, too, you know, just that hard-ass shit that's just missing, you know?
That's the whole thing I'm trying to do. Like, I could. It's people always say certain music for certain people. Like, me, I'm literally making the example of I can make music for anybody. You feel what I'm saying? And it's gonna stay that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not shitting on family first, but you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm misunderstood. People's not gonna understand that. The versatility, or they're gonna want to stick for one thing, and everybody's gonna want a certain thing. And I realized that because instead of Well, I just started doing the promotion thing and you too with Chris, but like a month ago when I was making hats, and I'm still doing hats too, but when I was making hats, I was literally putting my ear to the streets. Like, I was talking to these people, random people, asking them what they want, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be what anybody wants. That's the whole thing. Like, it's not for entertainment for one person. I want everybody to feel what I'm talking about. You feel me?
Right, definitely. And I can kind of sense that you have that entrepreneurial spirit in you, man. Like, you're all business, you know? So, I mean, you said you're out there making the hats for people, you know, and then you want to expand, you know, you're wanting to, you know, just do business all across the board.
Yeah, man, like, people's never going to understand it, bro, but it's like, if you make time for certain shit, you can accomplish it, bro. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't, this is not something like I was just jumping into it and completely 100% comfortable with. So me, my girl's mom always told me, yo, you got to be uncomfortable to be comfortable. Like, now it, you know what I'm saying? It hit me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's going to be comfortable at what they do, or some people is probably going to not want to do certain hobbies or what they do every day because they get tired of it. But, you know what I'm saying? If you're uncomfortable and you make yourself comfortable in an uncomfortable situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to make it through, bro.
Right. I feel that, man. You know, sometimes, like, you know, when I did my first spoken word song, I was nervous, you know. I was nervous. I don't know how people were going to receive it, you know, but I got pretty positive feedback from it, you know. And the next two songs I put out after that, you know, positivity, man. I mean, you got to step out of your comfort zone sometimes and try something new in order to, you know, get to move forward, to advance, you know.
I mean, that's what I'm a firm believer on, you know what I'm saying? It's just that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can make anything happen. But right now, see, like, as you said before, I got shit, I'm dealing with it first. Like, there's a lot of people don't understand, like, there's a real life out of rap world. Like, you gotta deal with certain shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And the certain shit that you deal with, that's what you should express. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. Like, I try to express myself 100%. You know what I'm saying? So people understand me. But a lot of people don't understand. Everybody thinks, like, they can see these rappers and shit, and they think that there's a lifestyle if they follow that. And it's not like that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody grinded their own way to get up to the top.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, I mean, that's the thing. People think that, you know, rappers or artists in general, they're like, they have no pain or any problems in their personal life. No, they got shitloads of problems in their personal life, man. You know, I mean, yeah, they seem like they're almighty and shit in the videos and in the interviews and whatnot. But hell, like, they go through shit behind the scenes that people, we don't realize.
Hey, hell yeah, bro.
And, you know, in our personal conversations, you know, I can relate to a lot of the stuff you've been going through because I went through it myself a time or two, man. You know, it's some rough shit, you know. And, hell, there's still stuff I go through, you know, now. You know, I mean, yeah, it seems like I'm in a good place right now, you know, with me having a family and everything. But there's still stuff that I deal with, you know, that people don't even realize.
Bro, you're like, I don't see, this is why I give you the kudos, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit like, what, all right, so when you say you can relate, it's like, I'm going through some shit, everybody go through some shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's like, you have a podcast going, you know what I'm saying? You're clothing brand, you got kids, and you know what I'm saying? Your girl does the podcast, and it's just, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how you do it, you know what I'm saying? But shit like that is what keeps us moving every day. Like, I go work a fucking 9-to-5 job and then I go record music. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, yeah, it can be tough, you know. I mean, with me, it's a little easier because right now I don't have a full-time job. You know, I'm currently on disability and everything because of, you know, injuries I sustained in my car accident about 10 months ago. But, you know, when you have a partner who believes in what you're doing and, you know, they will, you know, give you the time to do that, you know, it definitely helps for sure.
Hey, man, you already know. That's why I was like, you know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with you, you know what I'm saying? And Chris, too, you know, shout out to Chris because he really awesome shit. Like, he want to support. Like, he want to do whatever is above supporting. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's quick to jump to support me, you know what I'm saying? And you, too, you know what I'm saying? We had to talk about that, like, a one-on-one talk, like, and he was like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm supporting both of y'all both to the fullest, and that's a fact.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm definitely rocking with you guys as well. And shout out to Chris, man. You know, let's give Chris a shout out here on the podcast. You know, Chris is, you know, he was my manager at one point. And, well, I mean, he's not managing me anymore, you know, but I'm still rocking with Chris, though, you know. I mean, Chris is a good dude. Yeah. And but, you know, let's talk about him for a minute. You know, what does Chris specifically do for you as your manager?
A lot of people ask me this. All right, so everything that I was looking on doing, like, I was planning on, like, bro, I was doing a lot. Like, no bullshit for this music shit, I was really doing a lot. Like, and I was trying to shoot my own videos. I was trying to make my own music. I was trying to have my own merch, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything, do everything. But then again, I realized, like, not one person can handle all this shit. You feel what I'm saying? And what Chris does is, Chris is going to, well, you know what I'm saying, what he currently does, he books the gigs, he gets me out there, you know what I'm saying? He supports my music, he don't pay promotion, he's all this shit. And he's, you already know this, but he's starting, you know what I'm saying, the account for both of us, you know what I'm saying, to get what we need done, videos, you know what I'm saying, all that. And we're just going to start moving, you know what I'm saying? That's why I give big ups to him because, you know what I'm saying, he's like, he, you know what I'm saying, he's down with the shit. He doesn't, see, that's the thing, we went in this shit, well, I've been in it for years, he just went in this shit. Wanted to be like my security or some shit. Like, we talked about this shit. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to be security at first, and I'm like, yo, bro, he may be a manager. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that'll be the best role. And he just started playing that role ever since. You know what I'm saying? And shit's about to start sparking, bro. Like, the shit I got in the works or planned is crazy. And Chris is a big part of that. You know what I'm saying? You are too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out, you know what I'm saying? Nobody knows this, but shout out our collab that we about to have on this merch shit. Big shot.
Yes. Yeah, you and I, we agreed to a merch deal where I'm going to be designing and selling your merch, t-shirts, hoodies, you know, the whole nine. And yeah, man, I mean, we're all working together because we have the same destination where we want to be in the future, you know, and, you know, yep. And Chris, you know, he's a big supporter of mine and, you know, he's definitely probably your biggest supporter as well, you know? Yeah, man, he just fucks with what we're doing, you know, he's down with it and he's been down, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, with the whole family first situation, you know, like things got confusing and shit, but now things become more clear. You know, we have this clarity now where we need to go. You know, we have the vision. We're focused on that.
Yeah, I want to clear this up, too. There's no animosity towards them. You know what I'm saying? They're doing their thing, whatever. I don't want anybody to come to me and be like, oh, what happened with this whole shit? You know what I'm saying? I just want it to be what it is. They do their shit, I do my shit, whatever. There's no bad blood. There's none of that. There's just a misunderstanding and some shit that needed to be cleared. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So whatever happened in these events needed to happen.
Exactly. You know?
It is what it is.
Right, yeah, we're not throwing any shade over to Family First.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not with all that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, whatever. I'm just going to grind.
Right, yes. Doing our thing, for sure. So, I mean, with the pandemic and everything, I mean, like, there's some states that are, you know, trying to... Or there's some states that are doing better with the pandemic and everything. Do you hope to, like, actually do some live shows here in the future in your hometown?
I'm definitely really trying to do a show. Like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Last couple of shows I did, it was lit. You know what I'm saying? But I really want to do something like that again. But what I was really trying to do was have, like, a video, and in that music video, it's going to be me performing and clips or whatever else. And, you know what I'm saying? I really want to do some shit like that, like, be the house there. And I'm going to definitely do, like, because I was doing skits at one point. I'm definitely going to have skits in my music videos. Like, I want to be something that people would not expect. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy because... If I do make it to where I want to make it, and that's the thing, too. Like, I don't want to be industry famous. Like, I don't care for none of that. I want to put my people on. You know what I'm saying? It would be dope if me and all my people rap and did our own thing and have it as, like, a teamwork type shit. Like, I'm not trying to make this shit about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was to ever sign a deal... You gotta sign me and the game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I feel you, man. You know, I mean, definitely gotta put your people on when you can, you know, for sure. I mean, like, but here's the thing. I mean, you want to be successful, but you also want your people to be there with you, you know, and reaping the benefits of what you're getting. So, yeah, I definitely completely understand that for sure, you know. And that's the thing, like, I want to be around people who share the vision that I share, you know, that want to create some great shit, and, you know, that we're, and most of all, have fun with this shit, man, you know, because people take shit so seriously at times, and then you don't have fun with it, you know, they're just like, ah.
Oh. And a lot of people be telling me to have... my life figured out. You know what I'm saying? I hear this a lot. This is something I want to clear up on here too. Cody, do you think... Alright, where do you think you'll be in 5 years? When I ask you that question, what would you think?
Say that again?
If I ask you the question, where would you be in 5 years? What would you think about that question?
Where I would be in 5 years, or you?
No, like, if I asked you that question, what would you think about that question?
5 years from now, well, I hopefully would like to start earning doing the different pursuits that I'm doing as far as, like, music and film and podcasting. You know, I would start, like, to earn my income doing those. And then the merch as well. And then I would just like to do what I'm passionate about, you know, podcasting, film, you know, create music, producing, you know, making music videos for artists. You know, that's the kind of vision that I have for myself. And then also, I like to get the fuck out of this fucking town I live in, you know, because, yeah, there ain't shit going on here. But that's... basically where I like to see myself in 5 years, and then also being a good dad to my son.
That's completely understandable. Look, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I probably wouldn't even answer that question if I was being asked. Because it's like, I have certain shit I want to do, right? But every time I, like, try to speak on it, or if I try to, like, tell people what I got going on, it never works. And it's like, I can't tell somebody where I want to be in 5 years, and in that 5 years, that's not what happens. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be as in, like, I don't say shit about my goals, but I make them happen, like, just so you get that feeling about yourself. Like, not to prove it to anybody, but just to prove to yourself, like, you can make it this far. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I kind of believe in.
Okay, you know, like, kind of just manifesting it as you go.
Yeah, like, I know where I want to be, but the shit I got to handle, I'm going to handle it, but I'm going to make what I want happen, but still make, you know what I'm saying, like, people like my girl or whatever happen, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you got to take steps now. Like, I realize that, like, if you keep jumping towards shit, it's never going to work. So you got to have some type of space in between that jump, like steps to get to that jump. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. Like, people feel like, you know, they have to map out, you know, all this shit and it's going to happen in this amount of time. Well, it may not happen in that amount of time, man. You know, it takes time. You know, it takes time for all this shit to work. And I feel like that's something that people don't quite understand. You know, like, oh, why isn't this happening right now? You know, why hasn't this happened? Because it wasn't meant to happen at this time. You know, I mean, you got to be patient and stay in your lane, you know. For me, you know, I mean, yeah, I just, you know, mapped out what I would like to do in the next 5 years. But that doesn't mean that's all going to happen all within that time frame. I mean, hell, it could happen next year, could happen 2 years from now, you know, or the full five, you know. But yeah, I'm just going to keep going and keep working.
Yes, sir, that's the goal.
Now, at the start of the podcast, you know, you talked about, you were rolling up a blunt and everything like that. How long have you been smoking?
Eleven years
old.
We could say 2 years old because I did some shit when I was a baby. Like, hold on, first off, free my fucking brother. This is how it's time to do it. But my brother was playing Resident Evil and shit, and I had scared him or whatever. I think this is how it happened because I was a baby. Like, I was being told about it. And I had scared him acting like a zombie or some shit. And he had put the blunt out, like, in the ashtray, and the blunt was still smoking. And I used to see them smoke all the time. And I guess I was like 2 or 3 years old. And I took the blunt and I took a hit and I started coughing. And he got pissed off.
Oh, shit. Well, do you recall, like, getting high, you know, like that young?
Yeah, like when I was like 11 or 12, right? I used to try to like steal my brother's roaches out the back hallway. They used to catch me all the time, and one time my brother was like, he was like, "Yo, you want to smoke? Alright, I'm gonna get some strong ass shit, like some real strong shit." He was like, "If you cough, you can't smoke with us. If you don't cough, I'll smoke with you." So I didn't cough, but I was trying so hard not to. Like, and he was like, "All right, you can smoke. And it just, from there, I just didn't stop smoking.
Oh, shit. Well, what's your, like, favorite strain to smoke?
Oh, man. All right, so shout out to Power Packs, too. You know what I'm saying? Power Packs, you know what I'm saying? That's, you already know, a game like this. So, they had this strain, it's called Baklava, and that shit was crazy. I have a few favorites, But that one right there, like, that was, like, the perfect one.
Well, what's the high kind of like?
No, it's not like, well, it's different for me, bro, because I could, like, I've been smoking for a long time, but I just recently cut down, you know what I'm saying, like, a month ago or 2 months ago, like, you know what I'm saying? I only smoke, like, a lot when I'm at the studio, which I'm in right now, like, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. But if I'm at home or some shit, like, I smoke one or two blunts a day, you know what I'm saying? But back then, I used to smoke, like, an ounce in, like, a half a day. Forcing.
Damn. I mean, like, my thing is, I'm an advocate for marijuana, you know? What's the laws like in Massachusetts when it comes to weed?
It's not really what people think. Like, Boston, I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, people just smoke blunts, like, walking around and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? The cops don't care about weed on me.
See, that's the complete opposite with this town, dude. It don't matter if you have a couple grams of pot or a couple grams of coke, dude. They're going to be on your ass, you know? Like, the cops around here are like that, man. You know, I mean, I think it just varies by state, you know? Because out in Ohio, it's legal medicinally. Recreationally, it's not. You know, they will still give you a minor misdemeanor for marijuana, you know, possession.
I think that's just whack. You know why? Because, like, for years, like, people treated weed like it was like crack or something. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I take it as, like, no, like, people, alright, take a second and look at what weed done. Like, you know what I'm saying? All these rappers that became, I'm not talking about mumble rappers, I'm talking like the OG rappers. Like fucking B-Real TV, fucking Dr. Green thing. You know what I'm talking about? Like fucking Snoop Dogg, like shit like that. Ice Cube. They were all smoking weed, coming up with some crazy shit. And a lot of people are like, yo, you need to stop smoking to me. But like, well, look what I like done created off this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm smoking this shit and I'm in my bag, bro, nobody's fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? I act a certain way to people, so they will, you know what I'm saying, they're different, but honestly, like, well, I don't know, bro, how to explain it. Like, it's just, I don't know, some crazy shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done came up with the hat shit. You know what I'm saying? Merch. I was selling fucking jackets. You know what I'm saying? You know, back then. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just everything I ever came up with, but I was smoking while I was doing it.
I mean, weed has this way of, like, helping you focus and, like, and also has all these healing properties in there, too, man. You know, I mean, and if you get a good enough, you know, strain, you know, it's not only a head high, but it's also a body high, too. So, like, you know, any pain you're feeling, no, that shit goes away, you know?
There's a difference, bro. My bad, not to cut you off, but there's a difference, bro. You know, people don't understand. There's that fucking couch potato weed, and then there's that fucking, oh, I gotta go do what I gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's sometimes you smoke and you're just like lazy, you know, just don't want to do shit. And then yeah, you know, there's other times where you're like, all right, let's go, let's do what we gotta do. You know, we gotta get this done. And then you're just like focused, you know, because you know I got a buddy who's got knee problems because he played football in high school and he messed up his knees. When he started smoking weed and shit, like, yeah, man, that shit went away, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yo, dude. Whenever you're the laziest on weed, that's when you just gotta go do it. Whatever you have to do. Because, no bullshit, like, the other day, saying hey, hi, shit, I literally just woke up and I had a half a blunt right next to me. I'm like, fuck it. Lit it up, then my girl calls me. Yo, I want you to come over. And she's like, in the map. She's like at the end of the map. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm like, fuck. So I just get up and go do it. You know what I'm saying? And then to get there, it's two trains and two buses. Like, 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, how shit. Like, I do that shit all the time. Because where I, you know what I'm saying? Where I be at, I still got to take two trains anyway. So I'm used to that. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think you're, since you've been smoking so long, do you think your tolerance is higher than the average person?
Bro, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So now, like, you know what I'm saying? Now I cut down a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I smoke a lot when I'm at the city. And when I'm at the city, I smoke at least 12, 13 blunts a day. Because it's not just me recording it. You know what I'm saying? There's other people recording it. And then there'll be blunt sessions, whether it's recording sessions. You know what I'm saying? And everybody passing blunts. Everybody passing blunts. So you know what I'm saying? It's just, or not even passing blunts. Everybody usually has their own smoke.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, man. Like, because, I mean, I've read, like, there are some artists who use pot, you know, when they record music. You know, like they smoke pot, they get high, and then they just go create music. And some of it's like the best sounding shit that they have ever done, you know? Like, it's just crazy, you know? It's like, I don't know what it is. And that's the thing, like, you know, they don't want us to, you know, like, in the politicians, they don't want pot to be legal for reasons that are just stupid, you know? Like, they've made it a Schedule One drug for the longest time. When, in fact, it's not like heroin, cocaine, you know, acid or anything like that, man. Like, no one has died from a marijuana overdose in the history of history.
Well, yeah, people have. Well, not died, but you know what a marijuana overdose is, bro? When you fall asleep.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, bro. These people just, whatever, bro. You know what I'm saying? And this is the weird part. This is the part I don't fucking get at all. When I'm sober, it took me about 4 or 5 hours to write a song. I have writer's block, everything. And when I smoke, write a song in 20 minutes. Top.
Right, man, because, you know, you don't think twice about shit. You're like, oh, yeah, that's dope. You know, I'm going to write that down, you know? Like, you just don't, you don't overthink shit when you're high, you know? You don't overthink anything. You just do it, you know? Like, oh, man, yeah, like, you just go at it, you know? Like, and that's another thing, too. Like, there's so many people who have anxiety like I do, and they overthink everything. Like, everything they do, they overthink it, and then they question themselves. When you're high, when you're smoking weed, you don't do that.
Yeah. I'm in my own little world, bro. Like, if I'm on the go, when I'm smacked, I'll just be on the train, you know what I'm saying, pumping my music, I don't bother nobody. Nobody bothers me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have problems from my past, bro, but you know what I'm saying? It's not like, I'm not worried about that shit. Like, I can't far as shit to worry about, you know what I'm saying, anything.
Right, mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's change gears here. Let's talk about what you got coming in the future. Like, what kind of songs, you know, what can we expect from Mac Montana going forward?
I just got some crazy shit, bro. Like, right now, I got enough songs, you know what I'm saying, to even quit rap for, like, a good 6 months. You know what I'm saying? I got enough music to do that. You know what I'm saying? And that's just, like, off the shit I've recently recorded. And I just kept to myself. Like, a lot of people don't know, like, I just be working. Like, if I'm not on the phone, my shorty, bro, I'll be recording. If I'm not recording, I'll be writing the fucking song down with no beat, and then just finding a beat and putting it on that beat. Or I'll be making a cover, or if I'm not trying to make a cover or a logo or a flyer, I'm trying to sell a hat. You know what I'm saying? Like, or if not that, I go to my 9-to-5 job. You know what I'm saying? Or,
so you say you got enough material to where you don't wouldn't have to rap for the next 6 months?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, shit.
No, like, no bullshit. Like, I have a lot of songs in my head, bro. Like, a lot. Over 1,000. Like, not even playing, bro. Like, sometimes I come up with these shit, and then I just keep them stored until I find the right beat. And then when I come up with the right beat, sometimes it'd be hard for me to write it, but I just go for it because it's like, sometimes I get stuck a lot. Like, if I'm in the studio sometimes and I have to write while I'm recording, I get stuck. That's the only thing I hate.
Right, having that writer's block can be annoying, you know, getting stuck.
Yeah. That's why I try to come to my people's ready, like, with the song ready. Because when I come with the song ready, that means I already rehearsed it a whole 20 times. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what would you say is, like, the most frustrating thing as a rapper? You know, it would be writer's block, or would it be just coming up with ideas for songs?
It's not the whole writing song thing. I guess it is the whole independence thing. Like, it's like the whole independence thing. Like, it's like, if you sign this shit, you know, it's going to be different. But the whole independence shit, you got to work 10 times harder. But you don't know how much work Chris got to put in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I come to him every day and, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got to have you do this for me, but you know what I'm saying? Don't stress yourself out. But just try to get it done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be trying to tell him sometimes, like, yo, you gotta do this, you gotta do this. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to ask you for too much. Even though I have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still do, but I'm just not trying to put the whole stress shit on him. You know what I'm saying? He got a 9-to-5 he's working, you know what I'm saying? And we trying to make this shit work, bro.
Right, man. I mean, it's hard when you're independent. You know, you don't have a whole label backing you up, man. You know, like, I mean, basically,
I don't need a label to back me. I just want to, like, eat. It's just, like, for an independent artist, bro, you have to put in, like, a lot of work, bro.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man, because, you know, you don't have that marketing agency or marketing manager to put your shit out there for you. You know, you got to, you know, kind of do that all yourself or find somebody that will do it for you. You know, it's a lot of work, like you said. But, yeah, Mac, I will think that will conclude the interview for today. I'd like to thank you for coming on. And do you have anything you want to say to your fans before we close it out?
Hey, expect new shit on the way. You already know. It's out there, Con. We got some shit. You know what he fucking was. You already know. And shout out to you, Cody. You already know. We got this collab coming with the merch. All that. Shout out to Chris. You already know. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to anyone who's rocking with me. That's it. You know what I'm saying? There you go.
Yes, definitely be on the lookout for the new merchandise coming soon featuring Mac Montana. Guys, go listen to his music on SoundCloud, Spotify, all the platforms you get your music on. And Mac, thank you again, man. And we'll definitely have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, you're ready, bro.
All right, man. Peace.
Yeah. Peace.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that podcast with Mac Montana. You know, he'd be doing his thing. You know, it's him and Chris. You know, no family first. You know, they're going to be doing some crazy shit in the future. So you guys definitely want to keep an eye out for that. And, you know, I'm definitely going to be down to support whatever they do. You know, because, you know, we cool with each other and we have the same vision in mind, as we said on the podcast. So yeah, man, definitely check out Mac Montana, follow him on Instagram, support his music. And this podcast is available on all your favorite podcasting platforms such as Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You know what to do. And with that, I'm out. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram at @TheCodySpringer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.